Now, I speak to authors all the time on my lunchtime show, but it's not often that I speak to authors who are younger than my own children, because with me on the line today is Stacey Frew, a 14-year-old who is not only an award-winning children's writer, she's also a global literacy activist. Last year, she was shortlisted for the Global Children's Peace Prize and named a global child prodigy. And that she certainly is, having written her first book when she was only 7 years old. It was called Smelly Cats. She wrote it without her parents' knowledge. And that book has since been approved by the National Department of Basic Education for use in primary schools all over the country. Stacey, great to have you with us on the show today. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Why write without your parents' knowledge? Did you think they wouldn't take you seriously, or did you just want to see how it turned out first before you shared it with anyone?
Well, there's actually a story behind that. So the whole reason why I actually started writing was because in November 2014, my mother graduated with her master's, yeah. And she had this graduation party. And as we were looking over the graduation videos, I noticed everyone kept on praising this book. At that time, I was 7. I didn't know what a master's thesis was. So I sort of put 2 and 2 together and came to the conclusion that my mother had written this book without telling me. So I decided, okay, I'm going to write my own book without telling her, and that's how it went.
I love it. And I mean, fast forward, here we are talking seven years later. You've published several follow-ups as well. The book's been praised and circulated into schools around the country. And off the back of that success, you've built a very strong platform for yourself as a literacy activist, a TEDx speaker, a global campaigner for literacy. Now, Stacey, the reason we've asked you to join us today is that you've recently thrown your weight and endorsement behind a newly rebuilt reading app called AfroStory. I know, Rafil, we chatted a couple of weeks ago to the founder, Dr. John Ashmore. It's all about improving access to not just books, but books that are relevant to readers on the African continent. And the developers got a very ambitious aim of getting 1 billion digital books onto African smartphones by the end of next year. Stacey, what makes you so excited about this app that you've thrown your official endorsement behind it?
Yes. So not only am I the newest member on AfroStory, I also, since it does link with my literacy work, support them so very much, because it's amazing how they are trying to get digital books, because we are in a digital age where more and more children, more and more adults are starting to see the value in technology. So yes, they are using it more and more. So why not create a platform where they can still be educated, have this form of Africanacity available to them, but also for a very cheap price. Not only that, but with the new version, there are many features like read aloud, which makes it more accessible to more people.
And your own original book, Smelly Cats, has been made available on the app.
Yes, definitely. And we are hoping that as time goes on, we get more and more of my books, but other African authors' books. So if you are an African author, you are listening to this morning, or know someone who is, reach out to afrostory.org.
Stacey Frew, thank you so much for joining us, and a wonderful day to you. Only 14 years old, already published 5 or 6 different children's books and leading the charge of driving the message of literacy on the African continent and encouraging children to read and to live out their dreams. AfroStory is the name of the app if you want to explore it.